Good afternoon, everybody. This is Cousins for Christ podcast. I am Jeremy. This is my cousin Chris. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great, brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Chris just got through telling me a story offline about getting strip searched at the airport in Miami.
Close
So
enough. Close enough. It
maybe not.
was
I mean, it was uncomfortable for me to say the least. But
I should have provided visuals. I'm sorry about
yeah.
that.
So I hope everybody is enjoying our video podcast. I'd like to just tell you, I appreciate everybody watching because I take showers for these things. And so it really means a lot to me that
Dude,
you
your hair looks
watch.
nice, man. Your hair looks nice. Your hair looks nice.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, I've showered just for this. So I'm hoping people will watch for that. Otherwise, I would shower once every 3 weeks.
That's fine.
Also, got a new camera for everybody. That way, when Chris says something stupid, I can be like, what'd you say? What? What?
That's
So
awesome. I'm not gonna
that, expect to see my eyes a lot.
lie. I feel like it's going to be fitting for tonight.
Yeah, maybe. Which, let's just get into that. So what we're going to do tonight, and bear with us, I hope, I don't know how this is going to work. We've shared a video for 15 seconds before, but tonight we're going to do a watch along with about, I got 10 videos. I don't know if we'll get through them all, but I got 10 videos. We're going to watch pieces of them. And we're just going to respond and react to them. And they're all mostly church
Now, I've
videos.
only seen one of these videos, so this is going to be an honest reaction for me.
And I've watched them all because I picked them
Yeah, he cheated.
So let's see what
Think
we got
that's
here.
why the function's going to work, that zoom in's going to work tonight.
Yeah, zoom is a bit. I didn't do it that time. I did it physically. Sorry.
It's funny, dude. It makes you
All right,
laugh.
let's get started in here. This first one has been going around for the last couple of weeks. This video we're about to watch is about well, let's just watch it. You don't too. Let's just watch it.
I want everybody to remain standing quickly. How many of y'all really received something from the word of the Lord tonight? Listen. When you study scripture, you will know to notice that whenever God did something in the lives of the patriarchs of old,
I probably could have cut this part out.
No, I'm glad you put it on
Israelites would
there.
pause. They would set up an altar. And they would offer a sacrifice. I asked each and every one of you, how many of y'all received something from the word of the Lord?
Here we go.
Everyone in this place said these words, I did. Because of your acknowledgement of what God did in word, there is an obligation that is attached to that acknowledgement. In
Thank you.
biblical days, they offered livestock, grain. That was a type of currency. Note, if you will, I did not say money.
This is about 4 minute
I
video.
said
Bear with
currency.
us. We're getting there.
And this is what God is saying for at least 1,000 of you in the building. And this is simple. I'm not going to challenge you the way Bishop did. But I know that there's 1,000 individuals under the sound of my voice that can do what I'm about to challenge you all to do. This is simple. 1,000 people giving what I'm about to challenge will be $20,000. 1,000 people giving what I'm about to challenge you all to do will be $20,000. Now, for those of us who are on the dais, I'm taking you higher, so put it back. I'm a strong believer that
Someone in the
leaders
back was just
lead
wearing a Wolverine suit.
not only in time, not only in talent, but also in treasure. Leaders lead in time, talent, and treasure. I was taught a long time ago that it costs to sit up here. There's 1,000 of you. I said, close them doors.
Here we go.
Ushers, close the doors. Close the doors. Close the doors. We all gonna leave together. Y'all ain't going no place but to the restaurant. There's 1,000 of you tonight, and those that are watching, it's 1,000 that's watching online. This is a small seed. If I get 1,000 online to give this, If I get $1,000 in the sanctuary to give this, that's $40,000 tonight. Now, everyone up here, we've all sowed and seeded, but I need everyone standing up here with us, with me, to plant a seed of $100. Because again, it costs to sit up here.
What's the seed of
$100? Y'all can bring it right now. Come. Even if you're giving tangibly, just put your hand on the, take your phone and stick it on the bucket. Giving is worship. Giving is worship. 1,000 people online need to give $20. This is easy, saints. This is an easy miracle. We should be able to raise $40,000 tonight.
Wow. Okay.
First thing is, what are you going to do with $40,000? What do you need $40,000 for? Man, asking $20 ain't too much, but one thing you did miss.
No,
is that they had already passed the collection plate. This was an additional to what they'd already given.
He wasn't happy while it was collected.
Yeah. And I like the part where he shut the doors. I'm going to go ahead and tell you.
Well, so it wasn't, you could tell at that part that that was not scripted because. Even the ushers were like, "What are you talking?"
Like, yeah, we would
close the doors. Like, it's cute, it's funny. Oh, we're all going to the restaurant or whatever. But I had never heard so many eyes in that. Like, I don't. It's disgusting.
Here's what gets me. So I've been to a church one time, and they were. Collecting. Only went one time, but it just happened to be during one of these events, and they were collecting, right? But the preacher there at least told everybody, hey, this is what we're going to do with this money. I want to know, I just need to know what this guy's, what is the plans for this $40,000 that's coming in? I would need to know that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you would think that there's I feel like I don't know if it's good or not to sit there and know what you think it's going to go for, but I heard so many eyes. Mm-hmm. I need you. You got to do this. I say this. I say that. Nothing about like what's the story about the, you know, they go up there and they give and they give and they're very boastful about this and the woman goes up and gives two like pennies or whatever it's.
And she gave all she had. She gave everything.
She gave all that she had. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about tithing.
There's a lot of people that already gave, right? And people might not have $20. This is hard times. Somebody might not have an extra $20. That $20 or $5 or $10, whatever they give, we're supposed to give with a cheerful heart. That may have been all they had to give.
It's a demand on you. You see so many sheep. Are wolves in sheep's clothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at all these, like, I don't know what's, that's the one video that I knew was coming up. I'd shown, that's why I was like that you put the first part of there and then like the first whatever, but it's disgusting to me. Like, all right. So in, Jesus says, so truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others.
Yeah.
It's Mark 12:41-44. 43 is what the verse I just referenced. 43, they gave out of their wealth, but she out of poverty put everything she had. You're right. They may have given already.
That's what I'd heard. I'd heard backstory they'd already given collection.
Does it even matter though if they gave already? Like to sit there and close and demand, it makes you think of Olstein, Copeland, these people that are like talking about private planes and
we're gonna get to that. Don't touch that yet.
Okay. I'm done.
We're gonna come back to this one. This ain't the only video like this.
That's okay. I'm sorry.
So this next one is fun. This next one is fun. You ready?
This are next you gonna zoom in on this one?
If you say something bad, I will.
No, I mean I'm gonna say on the next one, I agree with it. So I can just see the Zoom function on your
son. Don't go to sleep while I'm talking. Hey, hey, hey! Don't you lay your head back. I'm important. I'm somebody. Now you might do your English teacher that way, but I'm not teaching English. I'm teaching eternal life here. I love you. You know I love you. Have I convinced you I love you? Yeah. You better nod your head yes. All right. Come on, put it out there. All right. You stay awake and you listen to me. You say, well, he may never come back. Well, he ain't here now. And where have you been, Mr. Underwood? And I noticed on the calendar I'm supposed to marry y'all. What makes you think I'd marry you? You're one of the sorriest church members I have. You're not worth 15 cents. And you want me to marry you to her?
I should be laughing.
And you want to marry him? And you don't even know where he belongs? And you don't even know where you belong? Now, let me tell y'all, everybody here, how much I love these kids. Do you know I love you, sir?
I can stand up, big boy.
Do you know I love you? All right. All right, give me a little love.
Somebody get his breakfast order wrong this morning.
I'm a real deal. Right. I know you are too, but you ain't been here. You can't get this in any other church.
He keeps
in town.
Going.
Now, y'all don't
minute.
Want me. All you got to do is tell me. We won't have a church fight because I'll get my little Connie and we'll get in her little Buick Enclave. It's paid for. And we'll sell what we need to sell. And we'll go on down the road and we'll find some little podunk church that don't know up from down. And I'll find me a dozen Joe's baskets who don't have a pot or a window and who will shout Jesus. And I'll give the rest of my life to them. Oh, Brandy. Oh, Brandy's a sweet girl and she's got her children. Yes, y'all are good and y'all are fine, but your children will turn on you if you don't hold up the standard and the banner of God. And if they don't turn on you, you'll just produce nice little whirlians. Are y'all keeping the camera on me back there in the little video room? Good. We're having trouble in the video room. There's no one finer.
I'm not having trouble.
Than young Cox back there.
Everybody's getting
and he comes down
dance.
Here and spends hours in that thing. But he has a little attitude adjustment that we're going to fix. For the Cox, you listening? Because Mother Cox, I can fix your attitude adjustment. And I don't care what your mama thinks and your daddy thinks. And I don't have a better friend than your mama. But mama, you get out of my way when I'm messing with that boy because I'm his preacher. I'm yours when I'm talking to you. But I'm his when I'm talking to him. And last I checked, he's a grown man. And that video room ain't going to be a youth hangout. We might as well just fix this thing. And I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Well, if you don't know
what you're doing wrong,
son, you don't care about what I want to do right. Because if you loved me and you submitted to me, you'd know what my heart is and my message is. And you wouldn't go about establishing your own kingdom in the video room.
Oh my gosh. Dude, all right, so the first two videos, I wish I started, like, next time we do this, I'm going to start, like, taking the pen and doing a little ticker on how many times I heard I. Yeah. He did not pick up the Bible in front of him. There was nothing. It's I did this. You haven't done this with me. Proverbs 16:18. Says pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. What there's no message from the Bible that's being taught in that guy. I mean, you're right. They did not scramble. I think he ordered like over easy and he got scrambled.
He had something wrong. Waffle House messed his order up.
He did not. He got them scattered, covered, and they came out smothered.
gave him decaf.
Oh, they didn't
or they gave him, maybe they gave him caffeinated.
They did not give that man decaf. He came out.
Come out fired. And everybody got some of that. I'll give him this. At least he hit on everybody. He didn't leave nobody out of the destruction.
They pulled off poor cops in the video booth. the mom better stay out of the way.
Bless her heart. The thing is, where's the authority come? Where's my authority? Get out of my way of my authority. There ain't what authority
I
have. You're a preacher. You don't have authority over anyone out there. I mean, it's all you need elders, and I just help make decisions. There's no authority.
No, but every decision is supposed to be made by that book that was open in front of him. But
yeah,
he didn't read that book. She's out in the audience.
Well, I think
hopefully
week.
Everybody watches and sees that he's just out there pointing and hugging Doug Big Guy.
They didn't come back, by the way. He was offended. The guy they told him he wasn't going to marry or supposed to marry, they actually had a news report, and he talks about it, and he didn't like it. They did not go back to that church.
Well, I mean, all right.
Which apparently, they hadn't been there a lot anyway.
They have not. That was the bad day to show up. Waffle House, Mitch mixed up the decaf and the caffeinated. I mean, all right, so there are hard truths you have to hear from a preacher.
Not like that, though.
No, not like that, and it should not be. I mean, I'll tell you, like, sometimes the Church of Christ, this is what we attend, can also be like, it can, and not like that.
This would be me on Sunday morning if it happens.
That's awesome, please.
Lord have.
I'm getting caught out. I mean, they're all hard lessons you're supposed to hear from the Bible. There are, because your focus going there is to hear, like, how, like, life lessons, how Jesus loved you. You look at the preachers and teachers and, you know, people that are supposed to be shepherds.
Yeah.
About how you can correct and have that relationship with Jesus. I respect that. But
I think
not
it's a pride issue there, huh?
Yeah, pride does.
Definitely,
Josh.
You ready for the next one?
I am. I don't know
if
I can.
Go ahead, Fish. No, this next one I think is a good one. This is a funny one. I didn't see nothing wrong with it. I just enjoyed watching. I really enjoyed this one.
Thanks for the break.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one. Here we go.
This morning, who have accepted Christ as his Savior and as his Lord, and he will demonstrate his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ by willingly being baptized this morning. He's been waiting on this day a long time. And so, Jordan, upon the profession of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
I'm going to watch that one again. Just one more time, okay? This is how everybody should be when they get baptized. I'm just going to say.
Morning. We have accepted Christ as his Savior and as his Lord, and he will demonstrate his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ by willingly being baptized this morning. He's been waiting on this day a long time. And so, Jordan, upon the profession of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
I did it.
Go, George.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was funny.
That's awesome right there.
Hey, at least they were going full submersion.
Yeah, he went for it too. Like, that's how we should all be when we come out of that water. Jordan has set us an example for all of us to follow.
No, that is the excitement you need. He couldn't wait for it.
Yeah, that was awesome. That's why I showed that one.
Again, so, I'm also proud for the full submersion. That's good.
It was good. It is.
Restriction, sprinkling. Yeah. He went all in.
So this next one, a little disgusting.
I will say
I don't think they really cut themselves. Still, the idea behind it, you'll see what I'm talking about here in a second. And who, when you see the person, you're going to be like, that's not shocking. I tried not to get many of them on here, but they had just so many video clips, I was bound to get one or two of them. Kenneth Copeland.
The Lord directed me to demonstrate some things.
So that
the next time you take communion, this will be in your mind's eye. So this is your cup.
Yes, sir.
This is my cup. So
what
I don't believe he really cusses him. I may be wrong. That's the cutting. I may have, but I don't see no red on the end of that knife. But still the principle of it.
And then I would do the same.
Definitely no blood on his hands.
Jesus said, take this cup. This is my blood of the new.
Which I'm not complaining about, not blood.
Wait a second. Hold on, you just saw that he just opened up his hand.
No, we mixed our blood.
Yeah, see, there's no cut there.
Which is his, which is mine.
Yeah.
And we could never separate.
You can't separate that. Now, our blood...
there's no cut.
He doesn't mix here.
Maybe Jesus killed him.
Now, at the communion table...
Yes, sir.
He said, this is my blood of the new covenant. All of you drink all of it. Judas had to drink that. So, and I want you to be this way every time you take communion, and you ought to take it a lot. A lot. Now his blood is in my, it's in there. His blood is mixed with my blood.
All right. Enough of that.
I can't with that guy, man. I just...
No, he's.
And it's funny. Like you see, like he opens up his hand. They didn't cut anything. Like
no, they didn't. But it's still the principle there.
That he is
mixing, trying to mix his blood and another guy's blood.
Himself up on par. You know, I had asked Jeremy earlier. I was like, "Hey, man," because he was like, "I'm going to show you some of these things you haven't seen," and he's like, "I want an honest reaction out of you." And I was like, "Well, what do you think?" And he goes, "Well, the common theme is going to be pride." And you're 100% right. It's just pride. These people put themselves up. And what I haven't heard in any of these videos is any message from the Bible, any true message. But you see this, and like, no wonder people are, you try to talk to them and they're doubtful of like God's true love. They haven't opened a Bible. They may have seen it in a hotel. I don't even think they're in hotels anymore.
I don't know. I've been in a hotel in a couple years.
Well, I did when I got stuck down in Miami this past weekend. There was not a Bible in the hotel. Like you used to open up a drawer, there was a Bible.
Yeah, you should.
No, they're not in there.
Yeah, it's just there's so many. You could do so many clips on him and Jesse Plantis alone. We could go for years.
The latest one, I don't know if I want to spoil it for you, but his plane.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that clip tonight?
I don't have it tonight.
But have you seen how disgusting he was about his private plane?
Oh, but he's about to ride with demons?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's years old. Yeah, I've seen it. We'll probably get to it one day. People, y'all like this, we'll do this again, and I'll try to find some more videos. It's really easy. It ain't like it's hard finding them.
But people that have not... Well, all right, I have a question for you. For the few videos that we've seen, besides the little boy, let's take him out. I'm proud that you put him in there. But what would you say about the connection between the Bible and the few videos, again, besides the little boy, and the ones that we've watched?
Well, they're all putting themselves in a place of superiority, to say. Like you said earlier, it's all about I. Right then, you the audacity to even pretend to cut yourself and to mix your blood with what the fruit of the vine that represents the blood of Christ to drink it is just like your sacrifice goes into that. And like, you literally, if you're ever in a church like this, I'm just run for the hills. Don't wait for it to end. Just run for the hills.
No, it's not good. There's no peace to be found in this. Yeah. And I'll state that very like confidently. There's no peace that'll be found in that church.
All right, you ready for the next one?
I don't know.
38 seconds. This is not that bad.
I don't know. Well,
you're
going to
like it. You're going to like it. You're going to like it. Let's see here.
You walk in some of them, there's more beards in there than there are out in the street. I'm going to tell you something. Facial hair is not apostolic. However you want to cut it, it's compromise. I don't care if your leader says you can wear a beard, honey. Beard's nothing more than pride. You're not going to be dipped in Holy Ghost oil and run around looking like the world.
What the hell is that? Is that like a side quest thing or something? Like,
so,
I don't think that guy was jealous of the fact he didn't have hair.
Well, maybe. I'm going to venture a guess here, and I may be wrong. This is a culture problem here, that he probably grew up in a church. None of the men had beards. And growing up, none of them had beards. So he just somewhere got in his head that, nope. You know, back in the 70s, you know, everybody seen people with beards now, a lot of them hippies and whatnot. And I don't know. I didn't live back in the first century, but I'm pretty sure Paul probably had a beard. I'm pretty sure Jesus, you know, had a beard.
I don't even know if they did or not. I think he's a Yankees fan, man. Yankees have a strict rule of no facial hair,
maybe. But I just think
he's a Yankees fan, dude.
I just think, honestly, he probably grew up in a church during the 70s, you know, in the 60s, where people with beards were looked down on because they were hippies. Oh, look at them hippies. They wouldn't clean cut. And I think he's just strange. I think he's been quite the Pharisees here, just adding to it, just because he doesn't think it's okay. So therefore, it's not okay.
All right. So here, let me ask you a question. I'm not putting you on the spot. Is there any biblical verses or any direction from the Bible that says you can't have facial hair?
No. There's the Old Testament would get into that more than the New Testament anyway. In the Old Testament, they had where they couldn't cut the sides of their head. That's what a lot of times you see this, you know, these, I don't know what you call them, Orthodox Jews, probably Orthodox Jews. It's got
the curls or whatever?
Yeah, around to there.
Okay.
But,
hey, I didn't know that, to be honest.
Yeah, but, yeah, most of it, no. It doesn't talk about. That part of the Old Testament didn't really thrill me to remember a lot of it. You know, when we're going over that.
Can we just go ahead and say, if you are at a place that places, that, I mean, there's a whole sermon, a whole structured sermon on facial hair that is not biblical, you need to open up your Bible and see if that is
I have found it in the Bible, in the New Testament.
No, nothing.
It is. It's in the New Testament. It's in book, not in there. 3:4.
3:16. I got you.
It's in the book right after Revelations, not in there. Chapter 3, verse 4.
Well, I can't really grow facial hair anyway, so I get made fun of
because I've been talking. Okay, so I've been talking to you about this one, and I actually agree with this next one. I'm gonna go ahead and tell you we're running out of time, so we're going to hurry up too. We got 10 minutes, so we'll run through this next one right here and go to it. But I've told you about this one for a couple of years now,
and my wife is not gonna let
you
me
see that.
Going home and ask this question because she can't ask it. You can answer it after this. She just wanted to know
why women are allowed to
preach in the church. And if a woman feels that she has the gift of preaching, why isn't she allowed to preach? Thanks.
All right.
I like that he's not answering immediately.
1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 12, I do not permit a woman to teach or exercise authority over a man. Rather, she is to remain quiet. So, because the Bible says so.
Hey, that's a great answer.
The other thing is, well, what if a person feels like they have gifts to do that? No one gets to do everything they feel like they're gifted at. No one does. What if a man who has several wives feels like he's gifted to be a pastor? The Bible says he must be the husband of one wife, right? So just because you feel like you're gifted to do something, that doesn't give you the right to overthrow biblical qualifications.
Yeah.
The office of the elder, Paul says, you know, when he's talking about the elder, he must be the husband of one wife. He's talking about man, okay? That office is exclusively for men. That's the office of the pastor teacher. So if the office is exclusively for men, and the Bible is very clear that women are not to teach or exercise authority over men, there's absolutely no room for women to be in that office or to exercise that authority in the church.
And I believe...
I love it.
Okay, that is a whole different subject in itself. And it's one that you are met with many times when you talk to people. But I talked to this guy. I did mortgages for a while, and I talked to this guy, and he was kind of like you. You were very, like, knowledgeable about the Old Testament, way more than I. And so I just asked him a question, like, because he knew, like, the Bible. He went to school for it and all this other stuff. And I was like, I was talking to him. I was like, hey, what is this? I said, what is the reason about this? And he goes, Chris, he says, it's okay that you don't know. He's like, there is some understanding from the Bible. And that feels like a cop-out answer. I get it. Like, people say, like, yeah. Oh, because the Bible says so.
Yeah.
If we can understand everything that comes out of God's mind, we kind of put ourselves on that plane. Yeah. We don't understand it. Like, and it's okay for me to, like, I'm one of those people, like, I want to understand why. Like, I want to understand why you're doing this. I want to understand why that. And it was okay for me to understand, like, some things are beyond. Oh, are you about to zoom in?
No, I'm agreeing with you. I just got zoomed out.
But on my last one. There are some things that I don't know, and it's like, man, I was taking classes in college, and I was having the same problem. I was trying to understand why. I started excelling more in college and classes when they told me something. It is what it is.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm not saying it is what it is with the Bible. Like, I believe it. Yeah. Sorry, I don't mean that. But that sounds like a cheap answer, but. Yeah. I started excelling more in college because what they told me, I believed it is the truth. I accepted it, and I moved forward with that truth. It's the same thing with the Bible.
I agree. I agree with Vonnie Beckham and you here. But I'm going to move on because we got 6 minutes, and I want to get this one in, okay? This one is very important. I got three or four more. I might skip. We can get on another time, but I want this one in for sure. I want everybody to see this. I want your comment on it. I want you to keep time.
Okay, never mind. Let's wait.
This hip progressive.
This is a Hillsong pastor who since has been fired.
But it's still evangelical. So where do you stand on social issues that young people are particularly passionate about, like gay marriage, abortion? Like, how do you address those types of things?
So it's not a sin in your church to have an abortion?
That's the kind of conversation we would have.
Coward.
Finding out your story,
say
where
it.
You're from,
what you're worried about, what people are thinking about.
Yeah, I mean, God's the judge. People have to live to their own convictions, and I think if I have to tell you,
once you get to the part where you're being judged, it's too late. Yeah, I mean, once you get to being judged,
give me one second here.
Sorry. That was it. Yeah, that was the video, not me. If anybody's watching,
you gotta preach the word. You can't just because you're on a national, nationwide television show. You gotta say it. I don't care if they're not gonna like your answer. You gotta give it to them correctly. And that was not it.
How many times do they talk about in the Bible or that you're gonna be persecuted in His name? And those that are persecuting His name, it's for speaking the truth. It's not.
Yeah.
That's
sad, but that goes on in a lot of churches. People say, well, he did it on The View. It don't matter. That goes on in a lot of churches in America nowadays. Video on here that I wanted to show, and I didn't get a chance to show it for next time because I didn't find the video. All I could find was the short of it, and the short won't play on here. Like that, so I gotta find it in video format. I might just add it itself.
You think it's too much to say that if you wait for God to figure out if God's gonna judge you for it, it's too late.
Yeah, it's too late. It's too late. Now, if you've done it, you can find forgiveness, but a preacher should never tell you that's what
you'll find out when God judges.
Yeah, yeah. So we're down to our last 3 minutes. I hate to leave on it, but we're gonna run out of time. Prayer, we don't, and I think we need to pray after that one. You can find us on Facebook, find us on Spotify, on the audio version on Spotify. You can find us live or in living color on Facebook. And I hate to cut short, Chris. I'm sorry. I had to.
No, you're good. Dude, thank you for this. That was a great idea. This was his idea, by the way.
You want to finish us in prayer?
Yeah, absolutely. Please bow. Dear Father in heaven, again, we thank you for this blessing that you've given us to spend some time and discussing your word and looking at some of the things that have entered this world and sheep's and wolf's clothing. And we pray, dear Father, that we can discern the things that are truthful and that we look for your word in the Bible and that we can discern for ourselves and that we can build on the relationship that we have with you and the hopes that we find an eternal relationship with you in heaven when it's all over. Dear Father, we pray that we go into this next week until we meet the next time, that you will guide, guard, and direct us. Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank y'all, everybody. Thank you. Yeah, hey, thanks everybody for coming in. Sorry we had to cut it short here at the end.
Hope y'all can watch the clip. This is a good watch.
And if you like this, let us know that you enjoyed this. We'll do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. I had fun.
I'm glad I had a lot of fun. Until next time, y'all have a great day.